Hello, and welcome to Talk with Green Guy. And we're talking everything green. And I'm covering green and sustainability like nobody else. I'm your host. My name is Eric Moncrief, and I am the Green Guy. Welcome to WGST 640 AM Radio and iHeartRadio. We are broadcasting from the heart of Atlanta, Georgia, in the prestigious neighborhood and community known as Buckhead. This show is brought to you by the Ray C. Anderson Foundation, which is working to advance a more sustainable future for the environment, business, and society. Go to RayCAndersonFoundation.org, RayCAndersonFoundation.org. The Ray C. Anderson Foundation is also the title and platinum sponsor of the Talk with Green Guy show. Also, Rabblebot. Rabblebot is your digital agency. They cover everything from video production, web design, social media management. Rabblebot tells your story one pixel at a time. Rabblebot.com. Rabblebot handles my website, GreenGuyMedia.com. Go out, check it out, follow me. Check out the podcast, listen to what the Mayor's Climate Summit series is doing, follow me, and just see what Rabblebot can do for you. Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Talk with Green Guy show. I want to thank you if you've been following these shows, and I want to thank you if this is your first time tuning in to the Talk with Green Guy show. My goal, my aim is to keep you informed and educated about what is going on in the sustainability community and give you the resources and information to live a healthy, sustainable, and green life. Sustainability is the ability to meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Well, today, the Mayor's Climate Summit series continues. Today, we've got a really, really great show lined up for you. We've got Mayor William Bell of Birmingham, Alabama. Mayor Bell will be sharing what's happening in Birmingham, and there's much, much going on in sustainability in the state of Alabama. I've been talking to my friends over there in the United States Green Building Council, and there's a lot of exciting things happening in Huntsville, Mobile, Montgomery. So our focus today is going to be on Birmingham, and I'm very, very excited about what's been going on in this Mayor's Climate Summit series. After hearing last week, Tommy Wells from Washington, D.C., represent Mayor Muriel Bowser, all the great things that are going on in D.C. and all around the country. This is great, great information for people to hear, people to know, and this sustainability movement is alive and well. So with that, I want to get the show started because we got a lot to cover here with Mayor Bell. And so with that, I want to introduce and bring to the Talk with Green Guy show Birmingham Mayor William Bell. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Eric. I'm really excited about being on the air with the Green Guy.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, Mayor Bell, so much. Thank you for being part of this Mayor's Climate Summit series, these important conversations going on around the country. Well, Mayor Bell, you have been involved in the city of Birmingham for over 25 years, and I mean, you are what they call a servant of the city, and you've done a lot of great work there. You were on the city council, and now you're mayor.
Yes.
Share with us, sir, bring us to what sustainability was like back in the early days in Birmingham, and kind of bring us up to how things look now, sir.
Well, you know, I've been involved in city politics going back to 1979, and needless to say, there was no such thing as sustainability back then. we looked at ways that we could conserve things from a standpoint of economic rationale, but there was not an intentional effort to make city government a more sustainable organization in and of itself. Since that time, a lot of things have changed. You know, when you talk in terms of sustainability back then, it had very little meaning to people.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, we try to take it beyond just an economic factor but to look at it in terms of really how do we preserve our world?
Right.
How do we do things that will contribute to the vitality of the planet? Mm-hmm. And so it's much more to the forefront than it was back then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Mayor Barrett, tell me, I mean, again, like you said, there was nothing in the beginning. And now you've got some of these programs and things in place. Tell me about some of the team members that help implement all this stuff in Birmingham.
Well, we have a number of organizations as well as individuals who down through the years have been advisors and consultants for the city to really give us some direction as to what we need to be sustainable. There's a young lady by the name of Natalie Kelly that really has been a stalwart in the sustainability efforts, who have guided us in terms of our landfill issues, mm-hmm. our water issues, and a number of things like that. We also have been working with the American Architects, American Institute of Architects, who have been assisting us in creating eco districts as well as developing a LEED program that will encourage contractors and builders to use sustainable methods and try to adhere to the LEED certification standards as well.
Awesome. You know, in the outset of the show, I had mentioned I've been having some talks with my friends down there in Alabama. The United States Green Building Council, great friends of the Talk of Green Guys show.
Yes.
Kathleen Kirkpatrick is doing a lot of great work in Montgomery and Birmingham and Mobile, places
right.
like that, Huntsville.
Yeah, Kathleen and Natalie and a number of people within the Green Build Association, they have been outstanding in terms of educating me and educating other officials as well.
Awesome. All right, sir, let's talk about LEED buildings a minute. And for everybody out there, you know, we talk about terminology on this show, and LEED is Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, which is a green building certification program that recognizes best-in-class building strategies and practices. And it's a you have to receive LEED certification, and there are prerequisites to earn achievements and levels for everyone out there who may not know what LEED is. But Mayor Bell, share with us about some of the LEED buildings that that the city may have.
One of the largest projects that has occurred during my 5.5-6 years of service as mayor to the city of Birmingham was the construction of a new hotel under the auspices of the city. It's a Western Hotel, which is part of the Starwood hotel chain.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the efforts of people within the green movement and the sustainability movement, we decided that that hotel would be built to LEED certification standards.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at first people said, well, you know, it's going to run the cost up and, you know, things of that nature. That's always the first argument that people put out there. But we held our ground on that issue and were able to build a hotel that is LEED certified and really didn't cost any more than just normal construction would have cost.
Right.
We did a lot of things, you know, using some recyclable materials, designed the natural lighting in the buildings, made sure that the construction involved biotechnologies that would help reduce the energy costs and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be a beautiful hotel, and we're really proud that it did meet LEED certification.
The other thing
that we did, we started working with some of the private sector companies. There's a construction company over here that was building a new operations headquarters here in Birmingham, and we sat down with them, and they were eager to demonstrate their ability to build a LEED certified building as well, because they wanted to be a industry standard leader.
Awesome.
In that arena.
Awesome.
And since that time, we've had other buildings that we've built or remodeled. And while not all of them are totally LEED certified,
right.
they all use LEED principles in their remodeling or construction.
Awesome. Mayor Bell, we need to stop right here a second. We need to take a break. But when we get back on the other side of the break, sir, we're going to continue this awesome conversation with what's going on in Birmingham, Alabama with Mayor William Bell. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show, WGST. Stay with me. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show, WGST 640 AM and iHeartRadio. We are speaking this morning with Mayor William Bell of Birmingham, Alabama. And Mayor Bell, please excuse me. I need to address you properly. I understand that it is Dr. William Bell. And just, you know, sir, are you a medical doctor or are you a PhD?
No, it's a doctor of jurisprudence.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, I apologize, sir. I want to address you properly.
If you get sick around me, you're in trouble.
All right. Well, hey, Mayor Bell, before we left, you were telling us about some of the lead projects that are going on in Birmingham, and you had mentioned eco-districts prior to that. So I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the projects that you guys have going on, some of the revitalization projects, some eco-district. Share with us, you know, what's going on in Birmingham.
Well, about a year ago, as I mentioned before, the American Institute of Architect representatives here in the city of Birmingham came to me to talk about how we could use the whole efforts of sustainability to develop what we call eco-districts throughout the city. We have some 99 neighborhoods, and we were looking at how do we develop a plan or a system whereby as we go into neighborhoods to put in sidewalks and streetscapes and things of that nature, how do we do it in such a way that sustainability becomes invisible to the public, but it is there in such a way that it helps reduce emissions, it helps get people healthier, and it also helps to really point the way of the future. And when you talk about sustainability, it means different things to different folks, whether it's water conservation, whether it's solid waste and things of that nature. We wanted to address all of those particular issues, but do it in such a way that it becomes invisible to the general public, but it's part of the overall planning system of the city itself. To that end, we signed a sustainability agreement with the University of Alabama in Birmingham to take their research and try to incorporate that in our zoning laws, try to incorporate that in our building codes, and take a look at our planning department to make sure that we do those things that reduce automobile traffic in neighborhoods, encourage people to get out and walk, do tree canopies so that the energy cost of buildings is reduced, you know, homes are reduced.
Yep.
And these things can be done in the background so that it's not necessarily an intentional effort each and every time, but something that just comes natural.
Right, the beautification process of the whole thing.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
And you had mentioned the business community getting involved, private sector folks getting involved. How do you engage the private sector?
Well, what we did, we started taking a look at the entire process of giving building permits and how could we, in a positive way, encourage contractors and builders to adopt lead principles in just about everything that they do. And we chose to use the incentive route. If you come in and you have building plans that utilize the lead principles in the construction of that building or the renovation of that building, we try to do things like give you an advantage in terms of getting your permit with the least amount of hassle as possible.
Right.
We assign an individual to work directly with that contractor, where normally, you know, just whoever you come into the building and see, you'll probably see them only one time, and then you have to come back. You might be dealing with someone else. We try to take the bureaucracy out of that process to give special attention to anyone who would be building in terms of LEED certification.
Right.
The other thing that we are developing is some type of award. As you know, at the federal level, when you're certified, well, there are three. You have silver, gold, and platinum certification.
Yes.
Well, we are trying to develop an award that we can give to individuals along those same lines here at the local level as well. We also try to reduce the cost of building permits to those organizations as well. And we'll have a plaque that you can put on the side of a building indicating that you met most or all of the LEED certification qualifications.
Right. Wow. Mayor Bell, that sounds really great. And again, this is why we are doing the Mayor's Climate Summit series, so that people can hear about things that are going on around the country that they may not be doing, that they probably need to implement to help the process move a little smoother. And you've alluded to, you know, helping taking the bureaucracy out of the process that will help expedite these building permits. It just makes things a lot easier for people to get things done, and that's what we need to happen.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing, we have to educate our people within our planning and engineering department as well, because it is a different approach, and we want to make sure that all of our staff people understand what LEED principles are all about, and then in their discussions on a day-to-day basis, they can have those conversations with contractors and developers and builders.
Right. And, you know, you were so right a few minutes ago when you said, you know, if you asked you know, two or three people, you always get a different interpretation of what LEED is and what sustainability is. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's still the same at the core. So,
absolutely.
All right. Let's talk about outreach and education for the citizens. What does the city of Birmingham, how does the city of Birmingham get out outreach and education? What are you guys doing to let people know what's happening?
One of the biggest areas that we have outreach is in the area of reducing input into the landfill, you know, trying to get people to sort their trash,
mm-hmm.
You know, take out paper, plastics, glass, and metals, so that we will have the opportunity to recycle those things. We have a special day that we pick up recyclables. That's on Wednesday here. The other days we just pick up, you know, trash in general. But on those particular days, we go back to all of our neighborhoods picking up goods and items that have been recycled by the general public. And it requires us to educate them. We also give a container for them to utilize, so you don't have to go out and buy some special container for it. The city provides that. And not everybody is into it, but we're seeing the numbers tick up. With the public, the more we educate, the more people come online.
Exactly. And that is precisely what needs to happen. I mean, people just need to hear more about programs. People, the more people hear about programs, the more they are apt to get involved, and especially when they see everybody else around them getting involved and doing things.
And we're also trying to make our communities more walkable, as I mentioned before. And as we apply for various federal grants and federal funding, especially through the Department of Transportation, we now not just look at how we can build a new road, but how we can design something that will get people out and walking. For example, we have, through the Tiger Grant program with the federal government, we have developed walking trails in
right.
a lot of our neighborhoods.
Right.
And before, people just didn't get out. Either there were no sidewalks, the sidewalks were in poor condition, or they were designed in such a way that they were not conducive for people getting out. Well, now in those neighborhoods, you see people taking old corridors that used to be used for railroad tracks and things of that nature.
Right.
Now they're greenways.
There you go.
For people to walk from one area to the other area. And it's been very successful for us as well.
Right. Wow. All right, Mayor Bell, we need to put a pin right there and take
okay.
a break. And when we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to let you continue the conversation about the green spaces in Birmingham and share with us more. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show, WGST 640 AM and iHeartRadio. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Mayor William Bell. All right, we are back. Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show, WGST 640 AM and iHeartRadio, speaking with Mayor William Bell of Birmingham, Alabama. And before we left on break, Mayor Bell, you were sharing with us the green spaces in Birmingham. And, you know, just I should have asked you this at the outset. I mean, Birmingham is really a beautiful place. For people who may be listening around the country, would you share with us, sir, you know, what are some of the attractions in Birmingham? And, you know, what does Birmingham have to offer folks? It's spring is coming up. Summer's coming. People are going to be traveling. So, you know, what's going on? What's big in Birmingham people should look for when they get there?
Well, when you come to Birmingham, we have a lot of great natural attractions. For example, in the city of Birmingham, we probably have per capita the largest amount of green space outside of Central Park in New York.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know that about the city of Birmingham. We have two nature parks. One is called Ruffner Mountain Nature Park, and then we have the Red Mountain Nature Park and Trail. And those were specifically designed to encourage people to get out and really participate in nature itself.
Mm-hmm.
We have an award-winning park that is known as Railroad Park, built in the heart of the city, but it's like an oasis that really attracts people to that area. And we've been able to bring people from all over the five-county area here in the city, people who in the past would not even come to the city of Birmingham because they viewed it as the big city.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the natural beauty that was built into that park and the sustainable efforts, that you don't have a lot of high costs due to maintenance of the flora and fauna that you see there. All of the species of plants are native to the area, and really it comes alive year-round, not just in the spring or fall, but year-round. There's something blooming. There's something about it that attracts people to get outside year-round.
Right.
One of the other things that we did was to create a bike share program. I don't know if you all have that over in Atlanta, but most major cities do. And from a tourism standpoint, people like to get on bikes and ride around the area to see what's going on. But from a sustainability effort, it reduces the amount of automobile traffic in the central business district over near our university area. And people have really taken hold to that concept and idea. And every day you see people out riding on these green bikes going throughout the community.
Awesome. Wow. Okay. What about, let's talk about water. You know, the water is a big issue, in the country right now. And so share with us, sir, what is, Birmingham's water conservation plan?
Well, one of the things that we try to do our construction of roadways and things of that nature. You know, what a lot of people don't realize is that when you have asphalt and concrete for automobiles and, you know, the gas emissions, the oil drops and things of that nature get coated into the roadbed. And when it rains, the water carries a lot of those chemicals from automobiles into the water system, into the earth in such a way that it could contaminate groundwater and things of that nature.
Right.
Well, we try to build ground swells that will retain water for a certain period of time until sediments can settle, until the water itself through a natural process break down a lot of those chemicals before it goes into the system itself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not something that the general public is aware of, but through our engineering process, we try to build that into all of our stormwater systems so that runoff would not contaminate ground water that's there.
Right. Hey, Mayor, you've been talking about this throughout the conversation here today, but, you know, in general, in short, is there a climate plan for Birmingham?
Yes, we do, and needless to say, I'm not an expert in that area, but I do have people who have developed that climate plan who are looking at ways to implement it. a lot of these things, like I said, we've just started focusing in on it over the last five and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
And the proposals that we received and the things that people are working on are really advanced in nature. And we try to be at the forefront of all of those activities.
Right. Wow. Hey, Mayor, you had mentioned some of the organizations that were helping out in the beginning of the show. Share with us what Keep Birmingham Beautiful, or how they're involved with what's going on in the city.
Well, Keep Birmingham Beautiful is an organization that's been around for a while, and in the past, their charge was to go through neighborhoods and, you know, make sure people keep the yards cut and make improvements to their homes to beautify the neighborhood. But they've also taken on an environmental role now in terms of, as I spoke before, they're the educational arm for the city when it comes down to conservation, taking trash and recycling and things of that nature. They are the educational component that the city has, and they give out awards to neighborhoods that utilize conservation principles, who develop things such as community gardens, who look for ways to improve the quality of life within those communities. And they've done an outstanding job over the past few years in getting that educational component out there to the citizens itself.
Right. Hey, Mayor, you had mentioned that in the area, you know, some of the smaller cities look to Birmingham as the big city.
Yes.
Have you seen a trend in the state of Alabama in terms of the way sustainability is going?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, 2 years ago, the governor of the state of Alabama introduced a bill that would get cities to focus on how we could go about the process of reducing energy costs in our buildings and facilities. And to that extent, many cities, now Birmingham had been doing it all along, but now a lot of the smaller cities are looking for ways that they can bring new technology as they renovate city government buildings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, automatic light switches that turn lights off and on when someone is either in a room or not in the room.
Right.
Using LED technology, things of that nature in buildings. In fact, we are in the process now of refurbishing probably some 57 buildings throughout the city of Birmingham, public buildings, to make them more energy efficient. And that was part of what the governor wanted to accomplish by encouraging municipalities to do that. The other thing that we've done is look at how we can convert many of our rolling stock of our vehicles to use compressed natural gas, CNG.
Yes.
And we have a program that we're doing that as vehicles reach the end of their useful life. The new vehicles that we bring on are capable of using CNG. And we do that across the board. We have some a couple of buses in our public transportation that we're using hydrogen cells.
Mm-hmm.
To reduce the emissions from our buses. You know, oftentimes you, in the older buses, you see that black smoke coming out of the exhaust.
Right.
We're eliminating all of that so that we can make our environment much better.
Right.
And so there are things that are being done on the state level. There are things that are being done by the private sector, things that are being done by organizations designed to encourage people to use sustainable principles. And we're taking advantage of all of those.
You know, Mayor, you had mentioned about the 57 buildings that are going to be renovated. That brings up an interesting point of green jobs being created. So when we get back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the economic benefits of going green and doing all this stuff. Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guy Show, WGST 640 AM and iHeartRadio, speaking with Mayor William Bell, Birmingham, Alabama. We'll be right back. Stay with me. All right, we are back. Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guy Show, WGST 640 AM and iHeartRadio. Hey, I wanted to give you guys a couple of programming notes before we get back to Mayor William Bell of Birmingham, Alabama. As I mentioned, the Mayor's Climate Summit Series is going to be until, we've got two more shows this month, and then we're going to take a break with the Mayor's Climate Summit Series and come back in the month of May and have another round of mayors. But next week, we've got Alicia Zatkoff. She's the sustainability manager from the city of Richmond, Virginia, will be here representing them. And March 27th, we will have Mayor Esther Mannheimer of Asheville, North Carolina, on the show. And as I said, we will be back with the Mayor's Climate Summit Series. And coming up in April, you're going to hear from, we're going to start bringing some governors into this summit, into this series, and hearing from them. And our first governor we're going to have on is former New Jersey Governor Christine Todd Whitman, who was doing advocacy work with Case Energy up in Washington, D.C., a nuclear advocacy group and clean power group. So we're going to hear all about what's going on there. We're going to have John Lanier in here from the Ray C. Anderson Foundation, co-hosting with me, sitting in, that sort of thing. So we got a lot of great, great things coming up. We've got MARTA here in the city of Atlanta coming up on the show. So stay with me. A lot of great shows and information coming up on the Talk with Green Guys show. All right, back to Mayor William Bell, Birmingham, Alabama. Mayor Bell, you had mentioned about some 57 buildings that were going to be renovated and things of that nature, which brings in green jobs. Share with us, you know, how the economic component is driving things in Birmingham.
Well, there's a twofold factor that comes about when you're rehabbing buildings to be more energy efficient. You not only are in the long term saving money by having LED lighting systems, different technology in terms of air conditioning and heating and things of that nature. You also are creating jobs because individuals have to develop the skills to install the new technology in those buildings. And as they go about the process of doing that, it makes the training of individuals more economical because there are jobs out there for the skill sets that they need. And another way that we look at the economic impact, as you know, several years ago we had some tornadoes that come through the city of Birmingham as well as Tuscaloosa and other places.
Yes.
That destroyed hundreds of buildings.
Yes.
And here in Birmingham, rather than us just taking the debris and the building materials that came from those houses that were destroyed and dumping them in our landfill, we developed a recycling program whereby we collected that material, had individuals repack it and resold. And we're still in that process now. As we demolish homes, we try to recycle as much material as possible, which means that we save on the cost of materials, especially those materials we use for public projects.
Awesome. Mayor Bell, share with us, is there any solar projects that are being implemented in Birmingham?
Oh, we just had a meeting last week with the company to talk in terms of building solar panels in some of our parking decks so that those parking decks can operate off of the solar grid. But in doing so, we generate excess electricity that we then want to pump into our public buildings to help reduce the cost as well. It's my hope and desire that as we go about the process of building industrial parks for the creation of jobs and things of that nature, that we can build an all-solar industrial park.
Yeah.
We have some land that we've been looking at. We haven't quite come up with a plan for it yet, but that's our goal.
Awesome. Well, Mayor Bell, tell me, what does the sustainable future look like for Birmingham?
Well, I think the more educated the elected officials such as myself and others are, the more we will push the city government and our communities toward being more sustainable. Education is the key. Like I said, when I first started out going in this direction, I had very little knowledge, but as people began to educate me to see the wisdom in having sustainable programs within the city government, it made my decisions much easier. And as the public began to see how those projects can save money and reduce the cost of the operation of government, they began to get on board. And that has managed to get in the public arena from a personal standpoint, that now people are conserving. Now people are converting their own lights at their homes into LED lighting. And, yes, LED lighting is a little more expensive, probably two times the cost of regular lighting, if not more. But when you look at what you save over the next 5 or 10 years, and the fact that, you know, you put a light bulb in, you might have to change that light bulb out in 5 to 6 months, you know, it hasn't been blown. But with the LED light, it might be years before you change that light bulb out.
That's right. Wow. Mayor Bell, thank you so, so much, sir, for being part of the Mayor's Climate Summit series and sharing all this information and great things that are going on in the city of Birmingham, Alabama. Sir, anything that we can do to help promote what's going on down there in Birmingham, please just let me know and we'll make it happen.
Well, it was great talking to the Green Guy. So, Eric, we appreciate you including Birmingham in this conversation. And it's a great conversation for all of us to have and get as many cities and county governments on board, because in the long run, we all benefit from it.
Absolutely. Sir, and, you know, speaking of that, I'd love to bring in some of your colleagues in the African-American Mayors Association to talk about what they're doing in their cities. I know we chatted a little bit about Mayor Benjamin in Columbia, South Carolina. Maybe we can bring him into the series, let people know what's going on there, and some other folks in the association. So the door is open.
Well, thank you so much. And I'll encourage all of my mayors within the African-American Mayors Association to be a part of this conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mayor Bell. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right, folks. Wow, what a great conversation in things going on in Birmingham. Wow. All right, before we get out of here, I've got some announcements and events that we need to talk about. Big, big events coming up this week. Are my friends over at South Face. Green Prince is March 15th and 16th. Green Prince is a highly anticipated gathering for the latest thinking on regional issues surrounding sustainability at the policy level and in practice. The creator of the Atlanta Beltline, Ryan Gravel, is going to be the keynote there. That's going to be at the Georgia State University Student Center. Again, Tuesday, Wednesday. Want to be there for that. This Friday, March the 18th, we got the Eco Expo Atlanta 2016. Big shout out to Lance Robertson. He's doing great, great work in the diversity, inclusion, and eco management. I mean, Lance is all over the city doing a lot of great work. He's put this thing together. Got a great panel over there. My friend Scott Sadler, chairman of the Green Chamber of the South, is going to be there. Hartsfield, Atlanta, Jackson Airport, Green Law, a lot of great folks. So you want to be there. And then they're also doing a green carpet power mixer for me, honoring the Green Guy. So this is going to be pretty great. Going to love it over there. Be there March 18th, 200 Peachtree Street from 3 to 7. Hats off to what's going on at the Atlanta Eco Expo Center. All right. Wow. Great show. Thank you for being here. This is Eric Moncrief. This show was brought to you by the Ray C. Anderson Foundation, our platinum sponsor, which is working to advance a more sustainable future for the environment, business, and society. Remember, tune in every Sunday, 9 a.m., right here. Visit me at greenguymedia.com. Be the change you want to see in the world. Make today your best day. Think and live green. Talk to you next week, Greenheads. This is Eric Moncrief, the Green Guy. Have a blessed week.